Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 17th of July, recording at 9:52 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The ASEAN stock markets were very firm once again, most of them pushing higher. China was a wee bit better. Hong Kong up 1.75%. Australia also firmer, but 0.87%. Europe was mixed, mostly with modest decliners. A few gains, including DAX, Spanish IBEX, the Swiss SMI. The Americas, this was interesting because Wall Street opened down and went weaker and then reversed the whole thing, with the S&P closing up 0.75% at 1363 and change, and that's 18 points above the low of the day. NASDAQ was up a lesser gain, up just under 0.5%. Brazil up nearly 1%. Mexico, which has been hitting new highs, firm again. Now, long-dated government bond prices, the U.S. long bond is down nearly, long bond future is down nearly a point. But of course, it's been very firm overall. To put that decline today in context, the other bond markets, in terms of futures contracts, are very quiet. The U.S. dollar index reversed a small gain as Wall Street strengthened. And we've seen, for instance, we're now seeing it in after hours trading, the Aussie at 103.15. So that's obviously quite steady. We've got the euro up a little bit, 122.95. Sterling up fractionally, 156.55. Now, precious metals. This was quite interesting because they started the day rather well and we're showing some reasonable gains. Silver, for instance, got up to 27.595. Then they sold off quite sharply, and silver, for instance, falling down to 26.72 before regaining the whole thing. Well, it's changing, it's, beg your pardon, it's trading down 4 cents at the moment, 27.28. Gold similarly fell down to, well, I think the highs of the day were early on, got up to almost a 1600, fell to 1571 and change. It's now down 6, but well off the lows, trading at 1583. Platinum and palladium in particular ended the day with small gains. Crude oil quiet, 103 and change for Brent. WTI a little firmer at 89.15. Industrial metals were mostly a little bit easier, except for tin, which rallied a bit. Grains and beans, after their explosive action yesterday, this was a quiet day, virtually unchanged on contract moves. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we still have very cautious investors globally, it seems, but yet most stock markets, or a fair number of them, are edging a bit higher overall. The same groups are in front: ASEAN in Asia, with China lagging, South Korea and Taiwan lagging. Wall Street showing good relative strength overall. And yet there's, I say, there's a fair amount of nervousness, and we don't have to look very far to find the reasons. The press are full of them every day. And people also have that sort of deja vu all over again fear, or they're wondering if it could be deja vu all over again. And by that, what I mean is that if you look at the charts of the S&P, and I've posted them or will be posting them shortly, you will see that last July, July 2011, Wall Street was quite firm. It was within a range, but near the highs of that of that range. And then in late July, right at the end of July, it started to fall, and that was the beginning of what was what we described as a short, sharp bear market, which didn't really bottom until the end of September, early October. Now, so people are concerned that that could possibly happen again during this quiet seasonal period. I've written about this today and pointed out that commodity prices are a whole lot lower. That's favorable. China is reflating. That's favorable. European problems, well, Europe remains problematic, to put it mildly, but maybe the problems are a little bit more familiar, and maybe we're inching towards a little bit more cooperation on the fiscal and banking union. So, sum it all up, you can easily find arguments for or against why markets should either come back or go up. The point right now that I want to emphasize, as I have in some earlier audios, is that when you look at a daily chart of the S&P, and I'm going to focus on the S&P here because this has by far the biggest influence over other stock markets around the world. That's not going to change anytime soon. So you've got rising lows since those early June lows. You remember when we started to get a bounce in June, we emphasized the importance of that early June low. And then we had another late June low, and then now we've got a sort of a first half of or early July, first end of first week. July reaction low. That's at 1325 for the S&P. As I say, the S&P is at 1363 today on its close. So you've got that little initial support level at 1325 for the S&P. And then the next one is around 1309. And ouch, I've forgotten where that last July low is, but you won't have any trouble seeing it when you have a look yourself. So I'm just scrolling down my copy to see if I can find that level. And June low. Da, 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 da. June low, early June low is at 1266. Sorry for that delay. So what I'm saying is, we don't even have to worry about, well, people will worry if they want to, but let's put it this way. There's no evidence that we're going to repeat the late summer sell-off of last year, unless we see that S&P first move under 1325. Again, it's at 1363 tonight. So, and that would be the first warning shot. That would be a yellow caution flag. Then if we were to see that second low taken out at 1309, that would indicate that well, that would represent a retracement of just over 50% of the rally from the June low. and would be another caution flag. But to get anything more serious, we would need to see that June reaction low taken out. So give the, or I'm very much inclined, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm giving the upside the benefit of the doubt, sideways to higher the benefit of the doubt, until we, or unless we see some breaks in these higher reaction lows on Wall Street. Now, what about the U.S. dollar in here? Well, it's still rallying when we get a so-called risk-off day, and weakening a little bit when we get a so-called risk-on day. Most of this is occurring within a broad, virtually all of this is occurring within a broad trading range overall. Precious metals are also range-bound, and they never quite, they have yet to uncouple from this risk-on, risk-off attitude. My feeling is that they will move independently when we get the next recovery proper underway. Meanwhile, we're still ranging, and it looks like the high-frequency traders are having a little bit of fun creating this volatility, which is nearly 90 cents in silver today, all to get back and close virtually unchanged. Wearing, for those who have futures positions, but the longer precious metals range near current levels, the more likely they are to break up from those ranges as we get into the more seasonally favorable period, which is really sort of September, late August, September onwards. So we're at least a month away from that, month and a half away. Now, meanwhile, as I say, it still looks to me like this is support building, but that won't be proven until the next short-term uptrends are established, as I've suggested before. Interesting. Lots of ranging markets overall. The high yielders are still outperforming. And on that note, all the best.